Now compare that with this circumstance. A homicidal maniac lying on an auditing couch. Here's another command from the auditor. Takes a knife out of his pocket, unfolds it, looks at the auditor, and starts to get off the couch with a peculiar gleam in his eye. Now listen, if the auditor had pulled out at that moment, that would have been one dead auditor. Got the idea? Do you know what that auditor said? That auditor said, "Now put the knife back in your pocket, lie down on the couch, because you have not answered the last auditing command." And the person did, and answered the auditing command, and in the course of that session, that was the end of his homicidal mania. The auditor at all times retains control of the situation, regardless of what social or unsocial graces or anything else get in his road. At all times, the auditor retains control of the situation. That's something for you to go by. The auditor is running the session. Not the PC and not the meter. The auditor runs that session. And if you run that session like you drive a racing car or run a locomotive or even with the presence of mind of doing embroidery work, whether you run it rough or smooth or skillfully or unskillfully, or with an enormous ability or with very little ability, look, run the session. And the PC says that's wrong, and this is wrong, and I can't do that, and I can't do that. No, no, no. The PC is not running the session. The auditor is running the session. You got that? All right, similarly, the auditor is running this e-meter. It's the auditor running this meter. Now, just exactly where and what and how does the meter come into it? Well, the meter gives information asked for, and of its own volition will give no information of any kind whatsoever. Got that? Something you might overlook, you know. This meter is not going to dream up any information to give you at all. You've got to ask for the information, and all the e-meter does is tell you whether the information is right or wrong, true or false, there or not there. You understand? Of its own volition, it does nothing. There is nothing it can do except confirm your own genius or tell you that your genius at the present moment is being on a par with a complete idiot. You got that now? It verifies or fails to verify your genius. It's a sort of a court of last resort.